spend any time on looking ahead if you guys have the lead and if you're trying to run out the clock from the issue with the Buccaneers where they try to attack that at the end of the game? Have you?
Not a whole lot, but we've alerted our guys. Okay. All right, this is what they've done. So just
don't. What do you do to counter that?
We make sure that we're in the mode of aggressive blocking up front. Sometimes that downs kind of relax down. We're making sure, no, don't take a relax down. Very similar to when we set up the field goal against Jacksonville when Carson went out there and just went over a step and took a knee. That kind of blocking scheme where we're making sure we don't let any penetration come through the inside.
Have you ever had to worry about that in the past?
No.
Have you ever had to?
No.
Okay.
No.
Carson made a play the other day where he broke out from the pocket, rolled to his right.
Yes.
Threw it to Denarius, and there was a drop, but it was like pretty much precisely the play. Everybody was wondering if he could really make. How far is he coming up with that?
He's done it.
He said even if, hey, look, I know I can do this. It's going to take a while, but it's pretty
easy. No, he's done a fine job with that. We actually have not called a whole lot of movement plays, we call them, to get him outside the pocket, more so because of the schemes we faced.
Yeah.
We faced a lot of 3-4 teams, and typically when you face 3-4 teams, it's hard to get the quarterback out of the pocket on design. That one actually was by just a scramble drill, we call it, and he did a fine job. And he's shown enough in training camp when he was doing it that it's not a big issue. And he was spot on with the throw there. It was an actual throw on the run.
Coach, how do you improve in the red zone?
We've got to execute at a higher level. We had three drops and one drop was on third down there. So our execution's got to step up. It's always been in my background of going to a new offense, the longest part of the team to develop because things happen faster. Because of where you're on the field, the defense doesn't get as much depth, so it takes a little more precision, and that just takes time and repetition. You guys must have been all at the Halloween party last night. That's all I got.
When you look at the run from last week, 17 yards first half, then
yes.
You blew it open later. Are you okay with that, or would you rather have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8?
I would like to have a little more consistency on the 3 to 6 yard gains throughout the half, but I was glad the guys stayed patient. They didn't, on the up front, they understood that I kept reminding them, hey, we're going to stay with this. The score says it's okay. We're going to stay patient with our game, and like we've preached all year, if we get in the fourth quarter and we've been balancing our run pass, something good's going to happen in the fourth quarter, and it showed up where we had 3 explosive runs in the fourth quarter because we kept wearing them down, and Carson did a great job with the no huddle of keeping a balanced run-pass ratio.
The last 2 weeks, Tampa Bay's kind of shown a different look. I mean, they're a different team.
Yeah.
What have they done offensively, defensively?
You mentioned the offense. I think their offense has helped spark the confidence for that team because they've really played well on offense in the month of October. Defensively, you know, they're going through like we are. That's a brand new scheme. And it's now week 7, and guys are starting to understand it better, and so they're reacting better. Their front 7's very active, and they've done a fine job as far as creating creases up front. And I think they got a better understanding of the angles and the blitzes they're doing just through experience.
They're giving up like 300 yards passing a game. Hoping to.
They've had some injuries as well in the back end with their cornerback situation. And so that's one of the things we would like to attack because that's one thing we've done pretty good job of is throwing the ball. But we'll keep the mindset of what we've been doing as of late and trying to keep a balanced look so we use some clock and it'll pay off in the fourth quarter for us.
For so many years from Monty Kiffin and then Raheem with him, they were just you knew what you were going to get with them defensively.
Yeah.
And they just did what they did and they did it real well.
That's exactly right.
Are they doing kind of what you guys have done on defense, change from one kind of strategy to multiple? And that
they've done a different look,
but
they don't do a whole lot of it. So the mentality of still doing something without a whole lot of variety is what they're doing. It's different than what the Tampa scheme was with Monty Kiffin. But they're not giving a whole lot of different front looks, but they're playing at a very high level. They're playing very fast. It's a young team, so they got a lot of juice, a lot of energy on defense.
What happened with the pass? I think it was a third down pass to Streeter. He continued up to the end zone. Carson threw it 10 yards behind him, and you talked to him after that.
That's part of our no-huddle communication. We had a miscommunication on the signal, and the young receiver saw one thing, and the quarterback gave another. So that's one thing we have to work through is making sure our communication is precise so we're on the same page.
And then he kind of corrected it later in the game. He had very similar when he ran.
Yep, we talked about it on the sideline. I got it corrected right away, that was for sure. And it paid off for a conversion.
The NFC and the AFC, players are moving around so much and things are becoming so intermixed. But is there still got the old AFC versus the NFC?
I don't think so. I think because of the change in free agency and coaching, for that matter. There's so much turnover that you don't feel that as much of the divisional rivals or the championship rivals, the conference rivals, I guess it is. And it's really, there's so much change. It's week to week, you know.
Denarius's ability to score, to get in the end zone, is that something you either have or you don't have?
Awfully hard to coach. Okay. It's awfully hard to coach. His yak ability, yards after catch or contact, whatever you want to choose, he's got a unique ability to be able to make the first one miss. If he has a little bit of space, and that makes it awfully hard on defense. And it's a special trait he has because it is hard to coach.
How much have you cut back on the zone blocking stuff? How much are you still doing with that?
Actually, the fourth quarter, it was a good balance of zone blocking and the gap scheme. So it paid off pretty good. We had definitely increased our gap run blocking scheme to get a better balance and to keep defenses honest, and we've done it well. So we'll keep that same kind of formula working where it's a good change up for us to have some kind of gap scheme along with that outside zone. But the big runs came in that outside zone for us.
Is it kind of a reaction to not having success with zone blocking early on?
All right, we had to make an adjustment, and that was a good adjustment for us. It really has paid off.
Do you do that by series or down by down?
More so by game plan going in and with what their scheme might be. Do they have a three technique to the front side, three technique to the back side? Are they backer strong or lineman strong? And so it'll be a lot of by game plan more than actually by series.
Run game has struggled a little bit, the O-line a little bit. Where would you guys be without Carson Palmer? How much did he bring for you guys as far as getting?
He's been the rock. I mean, as you guys hear his quotes and the way he handles a tough loss, he puts it on himself. He's a true pro. He's a true leader. He's really helped us probably in the past game from a stance of we're a top five team in sacks allowed. But he's getting the ball out pretty quick, too. I mean, he's done a fine job for us managing a game in that pocket situation and not having frustration. He really keeps his cool throughout, thick and thin.
It seems like he's not throwing into double coverage as much as he was. Is that conscious?
Well, I hope part of that's coaching. I mean, I've preached very hard on when we teach any quarterback the offense, how important it is to take a check down or how important it is to throw the ball away. It's okay to be second and 10. It's okay to have to punt on a third down if the throw is not there. So I take great pride in the fact that he's decreased his interception percentage dramatically, and I want to keep it that way because that helps us win games. And he's special, guys. I don't know how many guys you've been around, but this guy's special. He doesn't say much. But I'm telling you, Carson Palmer's special. The way he leads a team and the way he takes and prepares for a game, he's very, very good. Good to go?
All right. Thank you,
guys.
Thanks a lot.
All right.